episode number 225, The Year in Review.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
225 episodes.
What are we doing?
I know. What the hell are we doing? Well, this is what, 4 years now? Three years?
Over 4 years, yeah.
Is it?
Well, yeah, 52 weeks in a year. That's 208 weeks right there is 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's fun.
Yep.
I mean, if it wasn't fun, we wouldn't be doing it. We've been saying that ever since we started the damn site.
Yeah, no kidding.
Speaking of the damn site, CamaroZ28.com, the message board celebrated its
12th year. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I was reminiscing about this with Leslie this week. I was like, I remember when I put up the message board, sitting alone in the industry office.
I remember exactly where I was. I was sitting in my apartment and
putting up going, I wonder if anybody will actually use this thing. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, about 90,000 people have used it.
Holy cow!
Not to mention, you know, that you know, signed up for an account.
Yeah,
it's been a long road.
It's been a long year.
Yeah,
and a lot of stuff has happened this year. And I think that's what we're going to do this episode. Is we're just going to reflect.
Yeah,
on the year in review. 2009.
Wistfully.
Yes. Yeah, it's not going to be another 45-minute episode here.
Yeah, sorry about that, everybody. That
although
one...
some people like that.
Some people collect stamps too.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you on that one. But, you know, we try to keep them 20 minutes to 30 minutes at best, you know. Yeah. So hopefully this one won't be it. So we're going to, you know, try to keep it short and sweet. But I guess starting off with a big old year in review. I mean, starting off earlier this year, this time last year, there was no Camaro on the showroom.
No, there wasn't. We had ordered our cars and we were sitting there waiting for them. And originally they were going to start production in February. Mm-hmm. And then As we went through the year, it was delayed by 30 days, and everybody was bitching and moaning.
And we tried to diffuse it and yeah. Pretend like we weren't angry about it, too.
Yeah, well, whatever. We got our cars, eventually.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, what more can you do?
Well, I mean, I'm looking through some of our previous podcasts. And by the way, all of our previous podcasts are still available for download if you missed any of them.
Every single one of the 225 episodes.
If you're planning on going to prison and they let you bring in an iPod, just load it up with this, and maybe you'll finish them by the time you get out.
Yeah.
225 episodes averaging 20 minutes. Ooh, God.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you know, the Detroit Auto Show, that was cool. Mm-hmm. After that, it was a little bit... uneventful, but then GM running into the whole, we're going to go bankrupt, we're not going to go bankrupt. You know, GM has had a tough year. Yeah, everybody's had a tough year.
They got bailouts, and then, it was a tough year for GM, but they've gone through with three CEOs this year, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I think they're on the right track, and from the vehicles that they're putting out this year alone. I mean, you got the brand new 2010 Camaro, you got the Traverse that's selling like crazy, you got the brand new 2010 Equinox that's selling like crazy. Mm-hmm. The Malibu. I mean, they got the Volt that's getting ready to be coming out here next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that things are moving. It seemed like it took forever, but then when you look back on it, it didn't seem like it lasted very long at all.
Oh, man. But those months when we were waiting for our car, those drug on forever. My car's built, but I can't have it for like 90 days.
It's like within 20 days. Miles of you and you can't have it.
Oh.
And a lot of people shared that. A lot of people were you know, yeah,
we talked
for
about
it.
That week after week.
You know, sometime in March, late March, early April, the Camaro started to arrive. They were unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had Petters here in the studio to talk about some really in-depth insider suspension information.
Yeah.
You know, slowly but surely they came out. We had John Fitzpatrick in here. And then next thing you know, podcast, I'm looking at it now, podcast 195. It's a Camaro summer.
Yeah.
I mean, there's... And it was, too. The summer was really getting hot with a Camaro, man.
Holy cow.
We still said refuse Camaro markups, and we still say that to this day.
Every week.
Papa John. And
the free pizzas. That was fun.
Oh, man. That was cool. We had number three in here.
Number three?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And we had Pete. We actually had Pete in here a couple of times.
Yeah, one of them was from phone interview. One of them, he was actually here.
Man, the summer just flew by. We had Superfest, and we had the Northeastern Ohio event. That was such a cool show.
Oh, and Talmadge, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
at the Summit Racing headquarters.
I'd like to do that again for sure. You know, and everybody just started getting their cars, and
I know I'm so depressed right now because my car is sitting in the garage and I just can't drive it, and I want to, and I go out there every time I put the trash out in the garage. I sit there for a minute and I stare at my Camaro.
With trash in hand.
With trash in hand.
You know, the problem I have with the Camaro coming out and being so popular is at the same time there seem to be a lot of, how do I say this without sounding negative, people complaining about just nothing.
Yeah.
Or assuming big, huge issues and blowing everything way out of proportion.
Well, when you produce a car of this magnitude, everything is going to be put under a microscope because everything is being looked at so carefully. Everybody is looking at every little piece of the giant puzzle that's being put together and released to the public. So, yeah, there's going to, of course, be scrutiny.
But, I mean, this was ridiculous. Like, you know, the output shaft failure that was extremely rare, but everybody went bat crap over it. And it unfortunately it continues. I'm hearing reports that some people are concerned with going to the track because they think that the dealership is sending people to write down VIN numbers and license plates and voiding warranties. And that's an old rumor.
Oh yeah.
I mean that happened with the Subaru WRX guys.
Yeah.
You know, back 5 years ago. I mean it's just, hey, I think I heard a noise. My car must be coming undone. I got to take it to the dealership, and I'm going to post about it, and I'm going to bitch about it. And GM better do something about this right now because I didn't wait, you know. Hey, look, we all get it, but boy, there were some lot of weird complaints. little too overdone,
yeah.
You know. But overall, the car has been a smash hit.
Yeah.
I mean,
by far. I mean, look at the stats. We were talking about this before we started the show. Yahoo Autos, number one. Researched car.
Mustang was number three. I don't know what number two was. It was maybe Corvette.
I don't know.
I think it'd be Corvette, you know, with the ZR1 coming out.
Yeah.
Or came out. What else?
There was over 14,000 pre-orders for this car before anyone ever drove it.
I was one.
Yeah.
And you were another.
Yeah. Well, we had our fun little test drive in February.
We did drive it, actually. I was just going to say. Yeah, we had our test drive that made
snow.
Media angry at us. Hey, we were only doing what we thought we could do.
That's right.
And if I remember right, 1 million people requested information from Chevrolet on the new Camaro.
Yeah, that's a lot.
1 million.
That's God. A lot. That's a lot of paper being shuffled around.
How many Camaros have they sold in history?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen total tallies. I guess we'll have to wait till December is over to get the final numbers.
For this year, but I mean total throughout history General Motors.
I don't know. I bet you Scott could tell us.
I bet you he knows. I bet you he's got it tattooed somewhere in his body. Our good old friend Scott Settlemyer. Wherever he's at these days, he's staying busy.
Yeah.
Because he's jumping all over the place. You know, that brings us to where we're at now. I mean,
yeah.
Well, not to mention SEMA, man. Let's not forget about last month.
That's like the grand finale of 2009.
And they were everywhere.
That was just crazy. There were some crazy Camaros there.
Yeah, some of those gullwing doors should have flapped their wings and flew away, man. Or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's some cool ones. There's a nice cyber gray one in the back of the central hall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was mine.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my car, man. It's put away. I'm having a hard time, too, but I'm still making updates on my blog.
Yeah.
It was featured in the Casey Porter video. Casey Porter released a couple of videos over the year.
That's right.
So there's just too many things to talk about. I mean, you know, every week we were here talking about something Camaro related, and when we used to be where we didn't have anything to talk about, we'd have to search for something. Now we had too much.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing at all. We're very happy.
Trying to cram it into a 20-minute show is sometimes very hard.
Yeah, when before we'd have to stretch it out.
Well, that takes up to us up to what we're doing now and what we're looking forward to in 2010.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the Detroit Auto Show coming up here in January, where they're going to be debuting the convertible Camaro at the show there. Looking forward to seeing a production version of that over in Detroit here. We saw the convertible concept when we went to the GM Style event. When was that? In 2007, I believe.
Yeah.
The orange and with black stripes.
Yeah, the all-star studded introduction.
Yeah.
You know, what's his face from Saved by the Bell?
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
He didn't like it when I called him Slater. Anyways.
What did he do? Did he rip off his shirt and flex his pecs?
No, he just kind of like ignored me.
When you should have walked up and just decked his ass and said, look, man, I bought the DVD set. You're Slater. Whether you like it or not.
I know.
You punk.
Yeah, what else we have to look forward to here? Synergy Green will be coming out this year.
Synergy.
And, yeah, Synergy.
Maybe something with a Z in it.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see on that.
Wait and Z?
Wait and Z.
Z Germans.
Yeah.
You know, John Fitzpatrick, yeah, John, we're talking about you now. He listens to the show. He's such a great guy to the Camaro itself and the Camaro enthusiast community. He listens every week, and while he's kind of busy doing his job, and what a job he's got these days with, you know, considering we talked about the year in review here.
Right.
I can't imagine how much sleep he didn't get every night just because he's been busy.
No kidding.
Cheryl Fitzpatrick. Uh-oh. That was a slip. Cheryl Pilcher. And, of course, our friend Scott Settlemyer, they all listen to the show, the Camaro Big Three, as well as Al Oppenheiser and who knows who else, Jay Leno. they listen to the show. So you, ladies and gentlemen, can indeed use this very podcast as your soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call in and tell us not only what you want to see out of the new Camaro in the coming years, and I mean years.
Yeah, years.
Because they can't turn things around. GM can't turn things around. You know, it's a big machine, and it's tough to steer in any direction.
Right.
You know, we always keep the lines open for you. We have that 24-hour voicemail hotline. You know, tell us what not only do you want out of the Camaro, you know, what you'd like to see from the Camaro team, and please be respectful and constructive in it and reasonable. You know, I'd love to have, you know, twin turbos. And, oh, God, I'm starting to sound like Settlemyer. Twin turbos and 1,000 horsepower and get 28 miles per gallon and, you know, cost $16.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're still listening. They're still developing. They're still trying to improve the car. They want to continue to improve the car. So definitely, you know, call us and let us know, and we'll talk about it. We'll play it on the air. And we also want to know what you want out of this podcast.
Yeah.
As well as what you want out of the CamaroZ28.com website and community going forward. It is your community. It is your website, and it is your podcast.
We're always
when it comes
open
down
to suggestions.
It. Yeah. So tell us what you want. Give us a call. I'll give out the number if you need it later. We always have it in every show note.
And of course, we'll be extending another invitation to the Camaro Big Three to come back here in the studio and talk about what's on their mind, how everything's been going on, and possibly we'll probably hook up with Cheryl again at the Detroit Auto Show.
Hope so.
And get some tidbits of information like we did last year.
That was fun. We did
with
that.
Her and Paul Byther.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Paul in a while. He's probably busy too.
Yeah, show season.
Yeah. The Ron White of the automotive industry. That's Paul. So, you know, we got a lot to look forward to, I think.
Yeah.
I think the next year is going to be better than this one for sure.
I can't wait. I can't wait till, like, say, March-ish so I can take the car out.
Yeah. Well, I've got my snowmobiles, as I always like to mention.
Yeah.
It's tiding me over. Not oh, no, well, of course not. It's not even near the same. However, it satisfies the speed fix.
Hmm.
I'm going up to Houghton Lake this weekend for New Year's Eve if anybody wants to go riding. Anyway, speaking of the year, we're going to kick it off, Chris, you and I, with a server upgrade.
You betcha. It's been I think I was checking my calendar, 4 years since we've been on this current server, and I think we've pretty much outgrown it yet again. So we tried to do this last week, but due to some unforeseen technical difficulties with licensing and the holidays being so close.
Had nothing to do with us. We're just, facilitating it.
It will hopefully be done either Monday or Tuesday of this week. That's what I'm hoping on.
So possibly the day this is released?
Yes.
Meaning they can't listen to the show?
No, they'll be able to listen to the show.
Well, can I go home now then? If they can't download it from the server.
The server's only going to be down for 5
just
minutes.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, that'll be cool. And we always say this. As far as developments with the CamaroZ28.com website, we've been kind of it's been kind of quiet this past year. I think, Chris, because you and I have been focusing more on the actual car itself than the community. However, going forward this year, you're probably going to see some significant changes for the better. We're always looking to improve, and again, we'd like to hear from you. I can't drive that home enough. So hopefully, the server upgrade will be not noticeable until after it's done, and it'll be just faster and that much better.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So anyway, we got to move on here.
Yeah.
So we don't want another 40-minute show. We got some voicemails.
Yeah, we don't have any emails this week, though.
No emails?
Nope. We had a couple left over from last week because we had a bunch, and then we've got some new ones from this week as well. So,
all right, you want to just kind of kick them off?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, cool.
Mario92 again. Let's try this again. Hey, sorry to hear that Jones Soda got taken by somebody else, but recently I had an opportunity to test drive a 2009 Nissan 370Z after we did some modifications to it. And all I can say is that the Camaro design team should take notice of this car. Some of the insights that they may want to look at is, I know they looked at the Ford Mustang and Dodge Challenger as comparable marketed options when they were designing the car, but Nissan came up with a couple of interesting instrumentation layout features that I think GM could possibly borrow some clues from for the next major update on the Camaro. Two of those items that I found that were interesting that I could see on the Camaro is a transmission gear indicator for manual transmission vehicles on the instrumentation, or possibly they can integrate it into the heads-up display, as well as like a, I guess you would call it like a miles per gallon meter. Don't know if the Camaro has it or not, or the new one, if they have plans for it. But those are a couple of features that stood out to me when I was test driving the car that I noticed that if I add a Camaro or a Z28, if GM decides to bring it out, that those would be some features I would consider to have. So hope you guys have a good, happy holidays, guys, and talk to you sometime next year. Bye.
That was Mario92, right?
That was Mario92,
That's our buddy. That's
yeah.
our buddy from Vegas, yeah.
Yep, you betcha. Always good to hear from you, Mario.
Mm-hmm.
So a Nissan 370Z?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to have to take a look at one of those at the auto show this year.
You know, I thought for sure that there was a... When it came to the development of the vehicle, they did look at that car. If it wasn't that car, it was something similar. And I know it was like one of those, you know, market study type things.
Yeah.
And I thought it was actually a bit out of place. But maybe Mario's onto something here.
Yeah.
Well,
a lot of the stuff on the Camaro is built into the... driver's information center, which is right in the middle. So, I mean, it does have a mile per gallon thing and all that kind of stuff. So,
or how much fuel, how many miles you can go on the current tank. There's actually a couple items out there that Mario is familiar with. The PLX devices has their Kiwi Wi-Fi, which I just received and haven't had a chance to play with yet. But I believe there's a instantaneous mile per gallon thing that you can view on your iPod.
Cool.
I'll be talking about that in the future. But, you know, that's the kind of feedback that I think we're looking for when I was talking about. Send in your comments about what you'd like to see in the Camaro in the future. I think that's exactly a perfect example of it. So, always good to hear from you, Mario. Thank you very much. And call in again, man.
Okay, we'll go on to the next one.
Hey, guys. This is Templar Knight from the forum. Sorry for calling a second time this week. I was just calling to because I was bored and wanted to ask a question. How often do you typically use your cruise control on your Camaro? This is just not saying anything about the cruise control on the Camaro. It's just curious how often people use their cruise control. Because I generally, as soon as I get up to the speed I like on the highway, put on cruise control and just sort of take it easy. But some people like to have their foot on the gas pedal the entire time to be in control of exactly how fast they're going the entire time. So I was just curious how y'all handle cruise control on your Camaro. All right. I hope to hear it on the podcast. Bye.
You betcha. Of course we're going to play this on the podcast.
Are we?
A cruise control. I've only used mine a couple times, and it was when I went on long trips.
Yeah. Around
here, the only reason why I use cruise control. If I'm sitting on the highway for probably more than an hour, that's the only reason I'll turn it on.
I would think so, too. Around here in the Detroit area, there's no use for it whatsoever. He called in, when he said he apologized for calling twice, he's the one that called in last week and screwed up his username and said, and then hung up.
No, that was somebody else.
Oh, that was
AJ90-something Camaro.
Right.
AJ...
Was it? See, now I'm confused as to who it was.
He actually called and we didn't play the voicemail. He was asking for the tofurkey.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And we gave it away already.
Yeah, it's funny how much people want basically piss in a bottle. Listen to our previous episodes if you don't know what we're talking about. And if you'd like to call in and talk about that or Tofurky or Cruise Control or Synergy Green Camaros or whatever you want to talk about, give us a call. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we got a couple more here.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Jason. It's Garth calling from Connecticut again. Hope all is well. Hope you had a great holiday. Chris, keep giggling, man. That's the right thing to do. We all need more happiness in our life, so I don't necessarily agree with that comment that I heard on the last podcast. I got a quick question regarding options. Okay, I'm interested in your three must-have options on a V6 and V8 Camaro, and I'm disqualifying you from checking the V8 box in a V6 Camaro. So three must-have options, and then my second question is, what option do you recommend to make the Camaro an all-season car? We have snow up here in Connecticut, and some of us can't afford to park our drive in winter, and I'm interested to hear what you guys would do to make sure that the Camaro is as safe as possible for winter driving. And also look for any input that you have on anybody that you know that might use their Camaro in winter. Hope all is well. Take care. Bye.
Good to hear from you again, Garth, from Connecticut. Our must-have options for a V6 and V8 car.
I don't even know where to begin.
Well, I can tell you what mine are. One is the driver connectivity package or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, that has the Bluetooth and stuff like that. A must-have.
Yeah.
God, I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yep. I probably need that too.
Yeah.
The
RS package.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With the halo headlights.
Yep. That's going to be one of mine too.
Oh, hell yeah. And the 10-speaker system.
Yeah, that is a pretty nice system.
In the car.
I'd also want to throw in maybe tap shift for the automatics.
Okay, yeah.
That makes it fun, you know.
Yeah, if you're going to choose one of the cars, the tap shift comes with the automatically, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep, it's not an option to an option. Right.
And then how do you make these cars all-season cars?
Tires,
absolutely. If I was driving my Camaro through this, I would invest in a good set of Blizzak winter tires.
That's pretty much the hands-down standalone tire to use that doesn't look like a truck tire,
right,
or sound like a truck tire, that still does well on a passenger vehicle.
The car comes standard with stability control and traction control, so you're good to go there already.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much really all you need. Oh, yeah, and a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Common sense, man. Let common sense prevail, and I'm not preaching to anybody. I'm just saying you got to have that. You can't take chances. I never do.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. So I think that's really...
I'm more of a defensive driver myself.
I'm quite offensive. Yeah.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One day my finger was sore from, showing people it so much in one day. My knuckle got tired. Hey, look, man, I pay my taxes. I own part of the road. As a matter of fact, I do own the road. I love Detroit traffic.
Yeah.
And that's another thing why you can't use cruise control, because there's always some insert expletive here that's doing like 1 mile per hour over the speed limit in the fast lane, in the passing lane.
Yeah.
That's a whole another podcast. I'll just stick with the program here.
Okay.
I think that'll do it. Yeah, that's it for that one.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in once again, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go on to our next one.
All right.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Charlie Warner from the boards. I'm the guy that asked you about the possible black limited edition Camaro that was rumored to be going around. You guys mentioned about what my opinion was on the blue, on the aqua blue colored Camaro, and honestly, I actually like the color. Actually, been around in the general area, within about a good, hour radius. But I call places, and everywhere I hear, they say that they're out of those, and a lot of people have actually been going around trying to find that color as well. So I guess everyone's like you guys, thinking that's a really hot color, and I agree. It's a really nice-looking color for the Camaro. It's a shame that they actually ended up discontinuing the color for some odd reason, but I kind of wish that color was still around. And the funny thing was is that when I was listening to your podcast in my Acadia, you were mentioning about the color, there was a Camaro in front of me in the middle of the night, and when I tried to get a closer look at it, it was an actual aqua blue. It was either aqua blue or the navy blue color, but I'm pretty sure it was aqua, so it was kind of ironic that that occurred. About the prize winnings, you guys were talking about how you guys should create, I guess, a checklist on who's actually won within the past year. Since it is Christmas, I have won a prize from you guys. I don't know if it's been a year or so, but I won a smooth lock from you guys a while back asking you a question. And if you guys wanted, I mean, you guys could use that prize that you gave, you awarded me to another caller if you wish. I mean, I'm honored that you guys, picked my question. But if you guys want to use that for another caller, I mean, it's no problem at all. If you had any more of those SEMA Synergy Green concept cards or brochure cards, that'd be really nice. I would kind of like that if there was an even trade for that. I'm trying to collect literature on Camaros, but that's my honest opinion about the aqua blue concept color. So, if you guys wanted to know my opinion on that, that's what it is. But thank you so much for your help and everything that you guys are providing on the podcast. I'll be sure to keep listening to see what else you guys recommend. So thanks a lot for everything, you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thanks for calling in, Charlie.
Awesome to hear from you again, buddy.
I know.
So we were right. The blue is tough. People are buying them up or doing something.
Jeez. Yeah, it's a beautiful color. Unfortunately, not enough people ordered it, and that's probably why they canceled it.
And now everybody's,
people know that it's probably going to be a hot color because not many of them were produced. So, of course, everybody wants an aqua blue one now. It's a catch-22.
Jeez, now I can understand why Fitz wants to pull his hair out. Oh, I think he already did. He's going to kick my butt for that. Now, let me help you make up for it. John, I don't think, Charlie and John. Charlie, I don't think I have any more of those Synergy Green SEMA, what's the word I'm looking
press
for?
Press packs?
Press packs, thank you, left. I think I've got the data, which is just a few photos from the disc. If I have one, I'll send it to you. Thank you for being generous with your prize. I think the smooth lock you won, I think I was just kind of randomly giving them out. I don't think it was part of the every week contest.
Okay.
So if I got it, I'll get it to you. And Fitzpatrick, if you're listening, if you have an extra one that I can give to Charlie, I'm like the matchmaker here, please give me a call and you know the number, let me know. But we have a dilemma now.
What's that?
Well, we were going to give away a big prize at the end of this year because we've been giving a prize away every week all this year. And this is the big one at the end where we have the Camaro book that's signed by John Fitzpatrick, Cheryl Pilcher, Scott Settlemyer, and then the option to have Chris, you and I sign it.
Yeah.
And the whole prize thing this year has been one prize per person.
Yeah.
So all of our callers have won this before. So we can't give it away. Meaning we're going to kick off next year by giving away this prize. And since it's a new year, it's
everybody's
a free-for-all.
That's right.
So here's how you win this, and we've been doing this all year, but if you're new or just haven't been paying attention, we're going to give this away to somebody who leaves us a voicemail message.
Right.
And it's got to be something that makes us talk, gives us something to talk about or makes us, picks our brain or, something that has some significance and some substance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can't give it away this week, and it's wide open. So we gave out the number earlier. It's 586-486-3182. Feel free to call it. Leave us a voicemail message we can use, and you could win it.
Yeah, you can. I remember, didn't someone last year leave us a drunken New Year's Eve message?
Was it me?
No, it wasn't you. Somebody, though.
It could have been me.
I think it was either last year or the year before. Someone left us a nice drunken New Year's Eve message.
I'll have to review the previous tapes.
Oh, boy. I'll probably be getting some more of those.
Yeah, well, we always love to hear from you. So
yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Sorry you already won, so you couldn't win this week. But, you can do it next week, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So, gosh, is that it for the year?
Is that it for 2009?
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, you know what I just saw this week?
What?
Sang-Yup Lee left GM to go to Volkswagen.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The guy who originally designed the exterior of the 5th Gen Camaro
mm-hmm.
has left GM to go to Volkswagen.
In fact, a lot of his renderings are in this book that we're going to give away, the Camaro,
right.
A Legend Reborn, which you can get at CamaroCollection.com. They provided that for us.
Yeah. And they're still selling his sketches.
Well, it's not like he's dead or
anything. I know. But he was a cool guy, too. I mean, we talked to him plenty of times.
You know, a lot of people were kind of bashing him on the site, you know, saying he's going where the money is and all that. Well, that might be true, but at the same time, you got to get into a designer's head if you can.
Right.
And a lot of
times, an artist.
They want to, yeah, I mean, they don't want to paint the same picture day in and day out. You know, some like to move on to try new challenges. Volkswagen, shoot me if you want, but I think Volkswagen is a cool company. I've always had a little bit of an interest in Volkswagens just because they're a different kind of car.
Okay.
So I'm kind of interested to see what he does for them. He did such a great job for GM, and I wish he would stay, but I also wish him the best of luck.
Yep, me too.
I don't know, man. I'd like to see what he does. I'm curious to see how well he does.
Yeah.
We know he's listened to the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're still listening, saying, yep, Lee.
Our open invitation to come here is still open.
Yeah, we talked about it.
If you're still in Detroit.
We talked about it, you know, with him, and SEMA?
Last year. Yeah.
And he said, you know, yeah, well, he's happy to come into the studio, and we're still happy to have him.
But he required some beer or something like that?
He liked our beer, yeah. He's a great guy. We wish him the absolute best of luck. Hope he does well. Well, he will be missed. So who's going to take over?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Mm-hmm. And that's just one more part of the year to come. And I guess that's going to draw a close to 52 weeks of prize giving and 52 CamaroZ28.com podcasts, 52 more, and God, I want to go out and hug my Camaro.
A whole year of Camaro.
This was a tough year.
A whole year of 2010 Camaros. It's not even 2010 yet.
Well, here comes 2010.
That's right.
So they're ahead of the game by that many months. It should be great. Listen, as usual, we thank everybody so much for listening throughout the past year or years. Have a safe New Year's Eve, wherever you are. Don't drink and drive. Buckle your safety belt. So I got that out of the way for Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to the new year and hearing from you. And anything else, Chris?
Happy New Year.
There you go. Take care, everybody.
We'll see you next year.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.